to come.
And good morning. This is The Canon. I am Adam Menchaca, and we have my new partner, Ethan Brown, in the studio.
DJ Raps.
Yeah, DJ Raps. All right. Glad to have you here. It is 11:02, a nice Friday morning. Looks pretty sunny out. So I'm pretty excited for our show. We're going to be playing more full music, like full pieces of music. At least that's the idea for this semester, but it can pretty much go anywhere. Still looking at classical and jazz, but of course that's always subject to change as well. So happy to have you on. the first piece that we have today is, or the piece that we'll be playing today is Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, which was written in 1937. In his 30s, Shostakovich was born in 1906 in Russia and was an in-and-out member of the Communist Party. A lot of his music is termed Soviet realism, and also some people criticize him as being very similar to Mahler, but I think there's a lot of originality in his music, a lot of updating it to Russian principles and really reaction against Igor Stravinsky. I'm trying to introduce Ethan into the world of classical music. So without further ado, I suppose we can start. This is played by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which is right around the corner, and Andres Nelson's, one of my favorite conductors who I've been getting into recently. So here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are back. Here we are at the Canon. You just heard the first two movements of Shostakovich Symphony No. 5. So, Ethan, what are you thinking about it so far?
I'm really enjoying it. There's some really interesting motifs going on throughout that whole piece, and like they're really not afraid to play with it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Shostakovich, as I said, has been one of the composers that I've been getting really into. There are some critics who said he was just a third or second press of Mahler, but I think he's a little bit more restricted in scope than Mahler, and he also uses more neoclassical elements that are present in Igor Stravinsky's music, but he's making it wider, making it more popular for the Soviet audience. And I think he was doing a lot of interesting stuff. He's only 30 years old at the time, writing pretty solid music. So, without further ado, here, Ethan's going to read a public service announcement for us.
These are things that you guys really need to pay attention to. This is where the show gives back to the community, and today I'm going to be talking about how Somerville cares about prevention. Prevention of what, you might ask? Well, let me tell you. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and remind your guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to any individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap.
Yeah, so that's obviously quite important for people around Tufts and around the community. So I hope you heed those words wisely.
Especially tonight, Friday night.
Exactly.
Also tomorrow night, Saturday night. I mean, if you're really going for it, Sunday night as well.
Yeah, got to be careful.
Yeah,
definitely.
Careful.
So it's about 11:30. We're going to get back into the symphony. This is the third movement, the Largo movement in the symphony. I just know an anecdotal piece of history here that when this was first played, everyone was in tears. That's how emotional, how in touch Shostakovich was with the national sentiment, and in some ways also subverting it. So Shostakovich is a Soviet composer, but he's also subversive in in different ways, in different interpretations of his music. That's how you know that he's good, that some people think he's saying one thing and others another. So here it is, the third movement. And we are back. So it is 11:45. You just heard the third movement of Shostakovich Symphony No. 5 in D minor, played by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. So that piece, that final, the third movement there ends really slowly, really silently. Kind of echoes like Beethoven's Funeral March. Even though, you know, it's surprising that he puts the slow movement in the third position where it normally goes second, but I think it's appropriate. So we're going to listen to the final movement. I'm glad that you joined us here on this fine Friday morning. Really excited for the semester. Looking forward to doing many different things with the music. So here's the final selection, the final section of Dmitri Shostakovich Symphony No. 5.
Thank you.
Hey guys, that is the end of our first show at this time slot. It was awesome spending Friday morning with all of you. Shout out to our listener in Indiana. And yeah, I can't wait to be back next week. See you guys then.